At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to my podcast titled Fitness Equipment. A smooth treadmill offers a great workout for the serious runner and the novice alike. With a sturdy frame and a range of great exercising features, a smooth treadmill has everything you need to reach your fitness goals. Whether these are getting you up to marathon running speed or just getting in shape for the summer. In today's episode, we shall be discussing exercise bikes versus treadmills. I decided to do sports at home. There are hundreds of cardio machines at home. The most popular are treadmills and simulators. Long-term endurance, training efficiency, and safety must be weighed when choosing between the two. One of the biggest obstacles to exercising at home is doing it at home. Home gym equipment is more convenient because you don't have to drive to the gym. The problem is that other distractions around the house are just as useful. The key is to have fun every day. You want to look forward to your daily workout. You have to be real. Playing with your heart rate monitor or watching your calorie count increase is just fun during your first workouts. Treadmill support. Boredom go on a treadmill. The walk is not so pleasant. You can go at different speeds, but it's not really fun. Things get a little more interesting with a treadmill that offers a tilt. Climbing a mountain is not fun, but it is different. This is a problem. You can't read on the treadmill because you jump up and down. My head often hurts when I can't take my eyes off a sentence. In short, the only interesting things you can do on a treadmill is watch TV or watch a movie. If you really enjoy watching TV or movies, and you can put the treadmill in front of the TV, you can keep the treadmill workouts from getting too boring. The problems consist of commercials, car noise, and back noise. Exercise bike versus boredom. Exercise bikes are unique because they are largely programmed with different cycling routines. It simulates different races in which you have to sprint, pedal upwards, and perform at different levels without having to press a button and change everything. You can even choose a random program so that you never know what will happen. Some exercise bikes connect to TVs and video games to allow interactive cycling through visual lessons. Vertical exercise bikes face the same training challenges as treadmills. An inclined bicycle allows you to hold a book or magazine, a video game controller, or a telephone in your hand. Multitasking. While training on a stationary bike can make it easier for you to fit your workout into your busy schedule without getting bored, it is much easier to get over boredom on a stationary bike than on a treadmill if you want to be successful in a long-term training routine. Caloric factor. In a study done by Nordic Track, young and healthy people did cardio exercises on different machines. Although they felt they were using the same intensity on all the machines, they were burning more calories on the treadmill and skimming machines. On average, most people burn about 750 calories an hour on a treadmill. These people burn about 550 calories per hour on an exercise bike. So it's carefree, isn't it? You should get a treadmill because it burns more calories. Well, not quite like that. You can't be confused about which machine burns the most calories. You have to consider many other factors. How can you train on a treadmill instead of an exercise bike? Exercise bikes tend to be more fun than treadmills, so you're more likely to stay with them for a long time. This means that while you can burn more calories on the treadmill, you will probably stop using it altogether. It can be difficult for you to continue training long enough to reap the full benefits. For most people, 20 minutes on an exercise cycle is easier than 20 minutes on a treadmill. If you can do only 10 minutes on the treadmill but can easily do 20 minutes on the stationary bike, you will burn more calories in one session on the stationary bike. Therefore, strictly following the numbers, treadmills burn more calories. If you get bored easily or have tried exercising in the past but have failed, you can burn fewer calories per hour with a long, steady cycle protection. The biggest difference between an exercise bike and a treadmill is the overall protection of your body. The first is the simplest defense. You can fall off the treadmill. However, falling off an exercise bike is very difficult. In fact, you should try to fall while cycling. Although you may think you have to be too clumsy to stumble while walking, more than you think. People are busy watching TV or listening to music. One wrong move and you could seriously hurt yourself. Water or sweat can also drip onto the treadmill, creating a danger you may not notice until you slip. Another threat to safety is industrial injuries. Treadmills tighten your joints a lot, especially your knees and ankles. Even if you invest in a cushioned treadmill when you finally start running or jogging, the orthopedic load can be even 3 times your body weight. People with conditions like arthritis sometimes experience pain on the treadmill due to this strain. Otherwise, healthy people can be affected over time and possibly for a long time. Exercise cycles reduce the load on the joints. Properly installed exercise bike will support your weight and allow you to reap the benefits of more effective aerobic training. Lying bikes can sometimes strain your back because you have to bend over to reach the handlebars. However, recumbent bikes can reduce existing back pain by encouraging proper posture and providing support during exercise. On any proper exercise bike, there is no strain on the knees and ankles while on the treadmill. The lower the load on the joints, the less likely they are to be injured during training. In addition, you are less likely to hurt later. Most importantly, a non-exercise injury should not always prevent you from exercising. On the exercise bike, if you injure your back or neck, you will find that the support of an exercise bike will not let you completely stop training. Let's face it, if you have to stop, you probably won't start again. An exercise bike is better for your health than a treadmill. As you can see, both directions of home exercise machines have their advantages. Although the treadmill is still the most popular home exerciser, most people use the exercise bike more often. You may have to dust off the treadmill until you get your garage sale sticker. Fitness and health. Fitness and health have been closely linked since fitness was first defined, as exercise involves good physical condition built on a foundation of good health. The health status of people in various sports is always in the center of attention of coaches. However, there are many sports that are sensational, but their performance exposes the athletes to certain risks. Similar problems in sport appear even among amateurs. Of course, every sport has a certain pathology. Because the body is prone to various health problems, the amount and intensity of exercise is a factor that can trigger them. Long-distance running and jogging are the most popular types of exercise. A common health problem in tennis is epicondylitis, or in quad, tennis elbow and quad. Lifting heavy objects can lead to nerves or high blood pressure. Sport tries to make every sport beneficial for the health and beauty of the body. A complex type of exercise is recommended, including aerobic and anaerobic exercises. By doing aerobic exercises, the body satisfies the need for oxygen during activity. Here we are talking about different endurance loads, such as long-distance running, skiing, rowing, brisk walking, swimming, cycling, skating. The consequences of these efforts can first be seen at the cardiovascular and pulmonary levels. These types of exercises are very effective for burning calories, so they can easily burn fat tissue if they don't stop for more than 40 to 45 minutes. Energy support for these efforts comes from fatty acids stored in adipose tissue. Anaerobic exercise increases strength and muscle mass, as well as bone strength. During this type of short and intense exertion, the body is unable to meet its oxygen needs. What happens is called an oxygen charge, which is restored in the interval between efforts. The most common example is a rest between two sets of exercises to work the same muscle. Doing sports exercises is closely related to their weekly training. For visible results, a minimum of exercises is required. Experts say that two training sessions a week of 30 to 45 minutes each are necessary for anaerobic strength programs. During these classes, the whole body is trained every time. In the case of aerobic resistance exercises, the number of times a week should be increased to 3 and each from 20 to 60 minutes. Both types of training should be continued for at least 2 or 3 months without a break. After this period, active rest is recommended for a week. During this time, a person has to do light exercises, such as walking and gymnastics, the goal of which is now recovery and relaxation. Starting at this minimum frequency, any additional exercise will progress quickly, provided you avoid overtraining or straining. Determining the optimal number of exercises, there. Size and intensity depends on the qualifications and abilities of the person involved in this sport. Thanks, and please stay tuned for more.